In his weekly report, the USSA's Tom Kelly gives some of the final results on the World Cup season. In freestyle, Hannah Carney takes the Crystal Globe with the World Cup Moguls title.
Rarely does it ever come down to the last event, but it did, and only 5 points separating her from the Olympic champion, Justine Dufour-Lapointe. We were hoping to see a head-to-head battle for that World Cup crown. That did not materialize. Justine actually going out in the opening round of dual moguls in La Plan, France, and that paved the way for Hannah Carney. She had already been seeded into the next round, so she essentially won the title before she even pushed out of the start gate.
While Carney took the only freestyle title, other athletes finished in the top 10, including Park City's Bradley Wilson, who took fourth overall in World Cup standings.
Bradley Wilson, who trains right here in Park City, finishing fourth. He ended up fourth for the season. Patrick Dineen finishing ninth, and he ended up third for the season in the standings. So that is a wrap on the season, a great accomplishment for Hannah Carney. She flew back yesterday, and this morning she's in classes at Dartmouth, so she's actually going back to school, and she is planning on coming back this next season.
The wrap-up of the freestyle season will be this week as the U.S. National Freestyle Championships comes home to Deer Valley.
Here, because we have three amazing days of competition coming up. Friday, it'll be the Single Moguls competition, with the competition taking place late morning, then coming back on Saturday early afternoon with the Aerials competition, and then wrapping it up with Dual Moguls starting late morning going into mid-afternoon at Deer Valley Resort. Dual Moguls, always a Deer Valley favorite with head-to-head action. Should be a great competition. This is an important event for young kids looking to make the team.
The U.S. Alpine Nationals in Squaw Valley over last weekend featured just GS and slalom events, as the Super G was canceled weeks ago due to a slim snow year there. Kelly says, however, the national championship was a great event at a resort that loves to come out for the races.
We love going to that community. There's such a deep heritage of ski racing there, and you can kind of see where Park City is going in that as well. Squaw Valley hosted the Olympics in 1916, has had a stream of top racers going all the way back to Jimmy Huga and people like Tamara McKinney and others who've come from that community. So you get an environment where there's literally thousands of kids out there. The GS last Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning, there were over 500 people out at 9 o'clock in the morning to watch the GS. So it's really great to go to a community like that.
U.S. Ski Team's Tim Jitloff won the giant slalom, and another familiar name on the women's side won.
So in the GS, it was Tim Jitloff, Olympian and Reno native, and actually someone who skied here with the Park City Ski Team for many years, taking a dominating victory. He also won an FIS race the day before, so really dominating on that course. And on the women's side was Michaela Schifrin, picking up a GS win, her first GS title, and her third U.S. title overall. She ended up going out in the slalom. David Studenski picking up the slalom for the men. The women's winner was Marie Gagnon from Canada. She picked up the victory in that, and Racy Stigler second by a mere hundredth of a second.
Park City's Ted Ligety, he says, skied out during the GS event, and another Park City native, Megan McJames, finished her season strongly.
Yeah, Megan McJames, a winner yesterday in the FIS Giant Slalom on the same course. A pretty good weekend for her, and wrapping up a pretty good Olympic season.
Next year, the U.S. Nationals will be held at Sugarloaf, Maine. Then East and West will alternate over the next 4 years.
We'll go Sugarloaf next year, then back out west to Sun Valley, and then back to Sugarloaf, and then back to Sun Valley. Nice thing is we have a schedule now for 4 years out with Alpine Championships, also something we've never had before.
That's Tom Kelly of the USSA. He says Park City hosted the National Alpine Championships years ago, but he says there are challenges to holding it here without a viable Super G course. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.